Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, not a lot of people in attendance. Glory to God and this microphone here. Okay, glory to God, great win. Appreciate all the Buffalo fans that were here to support us today. Resilient, tough football team. And when you're down like we were at halftime, thought the staff did a great job making adjustments, players executed. Point out a couple guys here just to celebrate. Ray Davis, big time, couple big time kickoff returns that helped set up field position for us and scoring opportunities. Milano with two sacks. I know Trey White had an interception, which is a big-time play for us there. James Cook over 100 yards, so credit the O-line as well and everybody involved in our offensive running game. And then Dawson Knox, what a week. Holy smokes, right? Having a new baby, he and his wife, and congratulations to them. And then two touchdowns today and setting the record for Buffalo Bills all-time leading touchdown receptions as a tight end. So great award, great honor, and a great leader as well. So of our football team. So that's all right, Chris. You got
halftime. You said that, you know, the coaches did a good job of putting some adjustments together. I know you like to be as even keeled as you possibly can, no matter the circumstance. How did you deliver your messaging at halftime? Because those guys look like they got shot out of a cannon in the second half.
Yeah, our guys. They understand. They have a good feel for when they are and when they're not playing the way we need to play. And you know, I saw Josh as I was kind of bringing everybody up, and he looked at me, and I just knew he was seeing it like I was. And then the entire team was on the same vibe. So those guys went out there again. Started with our kickoff return with Ray and the group, and then and credit Coach Tabes and Coach West there as well. And, you know, we got in a good rhythm.
Sean, this isn't new. I mean, you've kind of done it time and again, the second half of games this season. Obviously, it's a sign of remarkable resilience, but is it problematic in a sense, too, of, like, some of the slow starts?
Always a but, Jay. Always a but. How about an and? That's something we have to work on, something we have to – you know, get into a rhythm sooner. But there's also an ability to adjust during a game. Anybody can come up with a game plan, but it's also what happens when they take certain things away. Are you able to pivot and adjust? And I think that's a sign of a great staff.
Defensively, in the first half, what was the problem? What do you think was holding you guys back?
Yeah, well, we were giving up some runs, and then because of that, they were a two-dimensional offense and keeping us off balance a little bit there. So run defense usually starts with gap integrity, so we'll look at it and address it, and we've got to be better, that's for sure.
After the long touchdown run, after you'd taken the lead, they get the one-play touchdown, it just felt like that took some stones there to bounce back from that the way you did, and you did it pretty quickly. Just, can you kind of address that point of the game and how proud you might be of how they responded to that?
Yeah, that was huge. First of all, for the offense to go and counter, when they score, we need to counter, who, in regards to who it is. And then the defense, when they went back out there, they knew it was one play. They had been playing really tough football in the second half. Credit Bobby and the defensive staff and the players for that. The good adjustments again, and they were playing really well. And, you know, they made a play. That player's a special player, and he's got speed for sure. So we need to take better angles than we did on the backside of it. That's where it bounced back to on the cutback. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks like your passing game has really diversified itself by tapping into the tight ends and the running backs. I mean, today, 13 receptions, 3 touchdowns for your running backs and tight ends in the passing game. How do you feel that has kind of morphed your passing game here down the stretch?
Yeah, it's important that you don't just target one position group, one player. Josh did a great job. I thought Joe called a great game, in particular in the second half. And, you know, Josh was taking what the defense was giving him. And that's a sign of an offense that's unselfish, that's disciplined, and is in a rhythm.
I apologize if you addressed it before I came in, but the decision not to challenge on their long completion on the first possession,
yeah.
What went into that?
We didn't have a replay quick enough for us to do it. What I saw on the video board, it was close, and those are. You never know. So we didn't have any replay, and they got up to the ball fast. So it's at the end of the day, it worked out. So,
are you given any descriptions when there's replay assistant coming in, why it happens or why it doesn't? Because I think a lot of fans were confused about that a couple times, where it felt like there was replay assistant, and some there wasn't.
Your question's a little bit cloudy, but. The short answer is sometimes we know, sometimes we don't. And, the referees do a really good job of communicating, especially since the onset of the replay assist. It's loud in the stadium, so in their defense, but, sometimes they chime in, sometimes they don't. Sometimes you think they will and they don't, but it's all part of the game. The game ebbs and flows, and whether it's a challenge in the first half, if I had a better, we didn't have any view in the booth upstairs, so it was a hard deal.
Sean, a couple of your players said that they did hear the Patriots chirping at halftime, particularly Diggs and Hollins, two of your guys, were very demonstrative. They said they took it to heart a little bit. Did you notice any of that?
No, I didn't. This game isn't about any one player or two players in this case. Those guys are great players. And really, it's just about a team game. That's what it's about. And our team finished the game today the way we needed to finish and got a win, so we move on.
You talked about feeling players quite often. Did you feel Matt Milano today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was vibing out there. You probably felt him up in the box. I mean, 2 sacks. Bobby made, those 2 calls, and Matt cashed in. So it was good to see. He's been working his tail off to get himself back to where he was today, so I credit him and all the training staff and everything.
Does it feel good not let them celebrate today?
It feels good to win. It does. I mean, there's, we came in here to play a football game. you know, we're not really into their goals. We're into our own journey, and we have a lot of respect for them, and their coaches do a great job. So, you know, we just came, wanted to play as good as we could and get a win, and we did.
Hey, Sean, what went into the decision after you've been active
today? Again, just trying to, you know, put guys based on the game plan, you know, week to week in there that, you know, we feel like is the right approach. We'll go back and reevaluate after this week as well, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And we have a lot of confidence in game.
Sorry if you were asked this already. Any update on Jordan Phillips?
No, I don't have anything for you.
Bit of a scary situation yesterday. What was the 24 hours leading up to this game like for you and your team?
Yeah, I should have started this press conference off by extending our prayers, thoughts, sympathies. I mean, just in a shame, a very unfortunate situation and a shame. It really is. And, you know, I pray for them. We prayed for them as a team last night, for everyone involved, Brown University. So there's things in life that are bigger than football, and I thought it was important that we did that when we came together as a team last night. So I'm just ashamed, just unfortunate and ashamed that goes on in our world. Okay. All right, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.